August 10, Satan's sophistries. But the natural man receiveth not the things of the Spirit of God, for they are foolishness unto him, neither can he know them, because they are spiritually discerned. 1 Corinthians 2:14. All that leading scientific minds may conjecture aside from Christ, the light of the world, is as chaff compared to the wheat. Christ is grieved that so few understand the science of oneness with himself. Minds that are not under the divine guidance cannot understand the science of salvation. The mystery of godliness is found only in the believing soul who is divested of self. He is greatest in the kingdom of heaven who will become teachable as a little child. The knowledge and education of Nicodemus was considered great and deep, but Christ showed him that they were of no value with God. He must be born again. He must receive new ideas and understand that God is in all true science. The Lord not only expects man to do his best, but to be learning and educating others. Then he can say, I know in whom I believe. Jesus is the bread of life. If I feed on him, I shall be one with Christ in God. In our connection with any line of God's work, we must use the sacred fire. Supposed human ability and efficiency is common fire, but this is unacknowledged by God. A decided position must be maintained upon the high platform of eternal truth. The time has come when all who work in Christ's lines will have the mark of God in words, in spirit, in character, in their honor of Emmanuel. While so many of our people have been hovering about the mystery of faith and godliness, they could have solved the matter by proclaiming, I know that Christ is my portion forever. His mercy, his gentleness hath made me great. The truth of God has not been magnified in his believing people because they have not brought it into their personal experience. They conform to the world and depend upon it for their influence. They allow the world to convert them and introduce the common fire to take the place of the sacred, that they may in their line of work meet the world's standard. There must not be these efforts made to ape the world's customs. This is common, not sacred fire. The living bread must not only be admired, but eaten. That bread which cometh down from heaven will give life to the soul. Manuscript 96, August 10, 1898. Christ, our portion.